Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Kristen.
Kristen, you and I talked on our TV episode not too long ago about some of the female characters, female writers, the fact that there were more women on TV.
Yes.
And this is a good thing.
Yeah, and one name that came up that is still in the media a lot is Zooey Deschanel.
Yes. And one reason that she's still circulating in the media a lot...
Well, it's because The New Girl... Great.
Sure, yes, it's doing very well.
It was renewed for a second season. And also because it reignited this conversation that started in 2007 about a film and TV trope referred to as Manic Pixie Dream Girls.
Yeah, I bet a lot of you are rolling your eyes right now, if you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what it is. If you search... It's kind of funny to do a search for Manic Pixie Dream Girl because you can tell there's an internet debate going on. People are either very angry or defensive or hateful or whatever. And so some of those titles that pop up, why are Manic Pixie Dream Girls getting dumber? I'm afraid I'm a Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Manic Pixie Dream Girls are the scourge of modern cinema. Just as a few examples.
Yeah, that's coming from The Gloss, EXO, Jane, and Jezebel, respectively. So from those three, I'm sensing a little negativity.
There is a little. But, I mean, what's to hate? This is a character, to get into it, who is basically, she's bubbly, she's happy.
Yeah.
What could be wrong with
that? She has diverse interests that mm-hmm. tend toward the artsy. She tends to listen to... vinyl records and indie rock music. Now I sound like my mom.
The kids and their rap music.
She probably has some nice vintage threads.
Yeah. Well, the term was actually coined by AV Club's Nathan Rabin in 2007 to describe Kirsten Dunst's quirky female love interest character in Elizabethtown, which that movie itself has also garnered a lot of... anti-praise on the internet.
It's terrible. If you haven't seen it, I don't recommend that you see it.
Because
I don't.
Bad.
I would not want to be responsible for that 100 minutes of your life gone.
Exactly. And so the whole thing is, you know, Kirsten Dunst is this bubbly little flight attendant, and she takes Orlando Bloom, that's who it is, that's mm-hmm. the guy, who's depressed and things are going terribly for him and all this terrible stuff keeps happening. And she comes along and brightens his day and changes his whole life.
And sends him on, spoiler alert, sends him on this road trip that is perfectly timed with a mixtape that she created, which to me is just creepy because at that point in the movie, she's known the guy for like a week or something, and yet she is She's orchestrated this whole thing. And I gotta say, I mean, like, Kirsten Dunst, it's nothing against her, her acting abilities. Like, I enjoy her generally on film. And Kirsten Dunst in Elizabethtown is different, I would say, than this whole thing that is morphed into the, manic pixie dream girl that we hear about a lot with Zoe and similar characters. And alongside the manic pixie dream girl is that down and out guy. You know, the arrival of the manic pixie dream girl is usually preceded by some kind of close up of him in bed, but yet with bags under his eyes indicating sleeplessness or substance abuse, or a montage of his life slowly falling apart and his clothing becoming more and more disheveled. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, you know, a little burst of pixie dust arrives on the screen.
Exactly, just like a Muppet or something. Yeah, Raven, his definition for this character is basically that she exists solely in the fevered imaginations of sensitive writer-directors to teach broodingly soulful young men to embrace life and its infinite mysteries and adventures. Or, as Anita Sarkeesian at Feminist Frequency puts it, she is a shining beacon of childlike joy that will rejuvenate our fallen hero.
And that sounds great.
Yeah, but what about her?
Yeah, well, she'll flitter away on some wings that she's crafted out of tulle and glitter and lace. Yeah, that's the thing. She just falls by the wayside because she doesn't really matter at the end. It's really the transformation of the male hero, who is almost always straight, almost always white. Same thing, and we'll talk about race in a minute. Manic Pixie Dream Girl, a very cookie-cutter kind of white character, too. And in addition to Elizabethtown, and Zoe D in The New Girl.
And 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, really 500 Days of Summer. I don't know. I gotta say, I have seen every episode of The New Girl. I am a closet, now out of the closet. I just came out as a fan of
that. That's quite a change from your attitude when we talked about the TV show back on our TV episode.
Yeah, I mean, partially it is my lust over her glasses, which are great.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, I find it enjoyable. And there's actually one episode where she's confronted by Lizzie Kaplan, who plays a more serious female character, about being so girly. And she's just like, what? This is who I am. I've always liked being crafty and cutesy, and it doesn't mean that I'm stupid.
And that's part of the argument. That's a lot of the debate going on online, I feel like, is you have these people who are saying, you're a grown-up woman, you're talking about kitties and cupcakes, I'm not going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. But then there's this other group of women saying, like, so what if I'm girly? That doesn't take away my power. But then there's that third little middle argument that says, okay, you like cupcakes, but did you like cupcakes before this whole trend came along mm-hmm. in pop culture? So...
yeah. And just quickly to name, I guess, a couple more movies this pops up in, Garden State.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Portman's character in that. You have, going back, the AV Club also did a post on, I think it's 15 or 16 movies featuring this trope. And they even cite Annie Hall mm-hmm. as a manic pixie dream girl.
Bringing Up Baby with Katharine Hepburn.
Yep. Saying that it goes way, way back. But in that Gloss article that you mentioned, why are MPDGs getting dumber, they say that from Katharine Hepburn down to Zoe, she's lost her agency.
Yeah, she's kind of become a caricature
mm-hmm.
of a carefree, fun-loving, independent, strong female down to somebody who sings when she's nervous and bakes cupcakes, which, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I like cupcakes.
I do too. Shoot,
man.
Just because I don't bake them.
If I had more time. as New York Magazine pointed out in September 2011, there's also grumbling about alt heroines of the past. People like Winona Ryder and Parker Posey, who had the same quirk, but they had more of an edge to them. They might have left by the end of the movie because they just wanted to, not because they poofed into a glitter bomb and left.
That sounds like such a mess. Once you get glitter on you, you can never get it off.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that Zooey Deschanel's character and other manic pixie dream girls could just irritate the heck out of somebody with all their, like, sweetness and everything. But, you know, I think that maybe the argument that they're very flat, two-dimensional characters is not always warranted.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Zooey Deschanel herself would agree with you, Caroline, on that point. She said at one point, quote, that people equate being girly with being non-threatening. I mean, I can't think of a more blatant example of playing into exactly the thing that we're trying to fight against. I can't be girly. I think the fact that people are associating being girly with weakness, that needs to be examined. I don't think that it undermines my power at all.
Right. But then part of the argument goes back to, okay, well, what are we doing with this power and what are we doing with this girlishness and cuteness? Over at The Gloss, Jamie Peck back in January said that she actually hates the manic pixie dream girl because while this character, this woman, has some pretty amazing intentions behind her, some pretty amazing characteristics, those characteristics, like living life to the fullest, are often made to seem trite and easily mocked. So Peck was saying basically, like, I share some of the characteristics of this stereotype, this trope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have some of the same freewheeling, carefree, independent attitudes. But characters like this, the media portrayal of women like this, is sort of ruining it for some of us, basically.
Yeah, and there's the whole concern, too, of, like, well, are we creating this message that men, what men need are girls, really, rather than more level-headed women who might not have the time or the desire to frolic in a meadow, you know?
Exactly.
Who might enjoy their blackberries and cubicles more, you know?
Right. And the women versus girls debate and what men want was brought up by Willa Paskin in The Vulture back in February. And she said that this whole thing does kind of shed light on how women are choosing to portray themselves to men
mm-hmm.
and what they think men want. And so if there's this whole cutesy, like, manic pixie, yay, let's run in the rain kind of thing, and they go for it and they end up just looking like little girls.
Yeah, and it's also very heteronormative, a white heteronormative trope that I think gets to a lot of these feminist bloggers, and especially when it comes to that issue of race. It's something that the blog Racialicious has talked about. For instance, blogger Tammy Winfrey Harris wrote a post called "Who is the Black Zooey Deschanel?" And she says that the persona of Manic Pixie Dream Girl is bound by class and race, in that it's just this perpetual childhood and whiteness. She says, whereas black women might be portrayed like a boho Lisa Bonet or more of the Earth Mother Erykah Badu, they're never carefree and childish.
Yeah, Harris points out that often in the media, African-American women can be strong women, aggressive women, promiscuous women, but they're never that same, like, haha, kittens kind of portrayal. And she says even black girls are too often viewed as worldly women and not innocents.
Well, and that's because a lot of times, African-American characters have tropes of their own that they're used with in movies to teach other people a lesson. They're their own, you know, manic pixie dream girls in their own ways, where, you know, you'll have a magical Morgan Freeman come in and teach the stuck-up white lady a lesson about how she needs to loosen up a little bit. And then he'll go and you'll appreciate her transformation mm-hmm. instead. So since we've talked about race, you know, how we don't see this trope reflected in the same way from people of different colors and ethnicities. What about gender? Where is the manic pixie dream guy?
Would the manic pixie dream guy be the same? Would he come flitting in with his own color of glitter and throw it at you and then kind of flitter off and disappear after your transformation? Does it work the same?
It will. It's funny that you asked that. There's a post on Nerve about this. They argue that an audience would not want to see a woman left on her own. That would be more of a tragedy. That even if a manic pixie dream guy, like the character in Under the Tuscan Sun, who comes and revives Diane Lane from her woes and breathes life back into her body and soul, even though he, spoiler alert, ends up, you know, not being with her at the end of the movie, we are still left satisfied because someone else comes along to take that place.
Right. Just when you think.
Right.
Beautiful Diane Lane in her Tuscan villa. What a shame.
She has the magic guy who comes in and, you know, and takes care of her and gets her on her way to taking care of herself. And then once she is, you know, her own person, then she has someone else to enjoy being with for the rest of her life.
Exactly. For the rest of her life.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, yeah, they, at Nerve, they say that male free-spiritedness is often portrayed in a negative light, and they say, I'm looking at you, Don Draper.
Yeah.
Because it's just not the same.
Well, it goes to the whole dating logic of, you know, women not wanting to come across as too needy. You know, the fastest way, I mean, and I'm quoting the fastest way to get a man to be attracted to you is to be unavailable. You know, whereas, men who are free-spirited, they're just going to be bad boys, and they're going to leave you, and they're just going to probably collect lots of STDs and end up hurting you at the end of the day. So, Manic Pixie Dream Guy would be someone that, you know, all of your friends would tell you to stay away from, probably.
Yeah, who are the Manic Pixie Dream Guys out there?
I dated one.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
How did it... Did he have glitter?
No, although I remember one night I ran into him, and his nails were painted. But he was whimsical, you know, and he left as quickly as he came. Hmm. Months down the line after the relationship, I realized that it did sort of force me to a point to where, it did kind of make me do some positive things with myself.
Good.
Beyond my normal scope.
Interesting.
I'm not saying he's necessarily the reason why, but, it was a step along the way.
Yeah.
So there's been so much made of this Manic Pixie Dream Girl trope, and we want to talk about it because a listener had written in about it, but it's also been something that I had wanted to explore, and I didn't realize that the term has only been around since 2007, but my goodness, how much attention she has gotten, and I wonder why she's gotten so much attention. It's a cluster of contemporary films, and yet she arouses so much debate.
She does. Well, I mean, yeah, you have to wonder what's going on in the writers' minds that this is happening so much all of a sudden. But I like the distinction that a lot of these writers have drawn between characters like Zooey Deschanel and Natalie Portman and Kate Winslet's character in...
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Yes, ma'am. Because she is that dream girl. She's kind of kooky and crazy and fun, but... She's portrayed as having real, actual problems.
Yeah.
And so that's what, at Slate, they pointed out that the difference between a Manic Pixie Dream Girl and a just, you know, independent, kooky female character...
Or kind of like Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids.
Right. It's the sense that something's actually wrong
right.
with the Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Yeah. I'll be interested to hear from our listeners what everyone thinks about it. Whether it's being, you know, is it too big of a deal? I mean, Anita Sarkeesian over at Feminist Frequency links all of this to the problem of the female muse. You know, you think of Warhol, Dylan, Picasso, Woody Allen, all of them have cited, you know, these female muses in their life who are the inspiration for their great art. And she says, you know, Manic Pixie Dream Girl serves a similar thing with fictional characters too. You know, they are way too, they're a cipher to allow them to do great things with their lives. And she takes issue with that because she says, well, these women should be standing on their own. But at the same time, I don't know. I think sometimes we might be making too much of the high-waisted dresses and cupcakes.
Yeah. And also, I think people need to tone it down as far as hating on other women.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, would I choose to associate with some of these women in real life? Maybe not. Like, seriously, take your kitties and go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Lady. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that I think they're less of a valid persona or personality.
No, I think that's a good point. I think in the argument, it's a slippery slope because in a lot of these arguments that are calling these tropes out for, you know, maybe not portraying women as well, it does quickly crumble into women hating on women. So let's build each other up. Let's eat our cupcakes together.
Yeah.
And, you know, Manic Pixie Dream Guys, you can come to craft night as well. Well, with that little tidbit said, I want to hear your stories. MomStuff@discovery.com. Let us know what you think about the MPDGs. Too much? Too little? I don't know. And guys, too. Do you find these women appealing? Do Manic Pixie Dream Guys exist? Lots to discuss.
Yep.
Send us your letters. Well, I've got an email here from Martha, and this is in response to our episode on giving the sex talk. And she writes, The other evening I was listening to the podcast on giving the talk to your children, and at first I thought, well, that sounds really hard, but at least I have a few years to prepare for it. My daughter is 15 months old, so it really is a bit early. Then I thought again. My daughter has two moms, and we don't know who the father is. We know other same-sex couples with children. One of these children started asking why he didn't have a dad before he was 2 years old. So in fact, we are already working on our daughter's sex education now. We have several books about families with two moms and are just starting on families with two dads. We also have a book on how children can be conceived by artificial insemination, though we haven't started reading it at bedtime yet. I think this is a conversation about sex, choices, gender, etc. that will be an ongoing process. Could this be an advantage of growing up in a non-standard family? I think it could be. So, thanks, Martha, for that insight, and thanks to everybody who's written in. MomStuff@discovery.com is where you can send your letters, and you can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast. And if you want to read what we're doing during the week, you can head over to our website. It's HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.